But over the last few weeks, if you've been attending Real Life Church regularly, you will know that we've been spending time in Psalm 23. Amen. And so, written around 3,000 years ago by King David, Psalm 23 uses the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep to illustrate God's unrelenting love for us and how he shows us that love. So what we're going to do is we're going to visit Psalm 23 again today. So are you ready, everybody? And I just pray you will be encouraged in Jesus' name. So we're going to do what we've been doing each week, and that's to read this psalm together in the King James Version. And I know you all just sat down, but you love to stand, don't you? Come on, stand with me, and we're going to read Psalm 23, King James Version. Are you ready, everybody? Here we go. Read with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you, everybody. I love the bit in the King, you can sit down. I love that bit in the King James Version where he says, yay, though I walk through the valley. Who likes the yay bit? Yeah, I like the yay bit, yeah. Well, last Sunday we looked at verse 3 with an emphasis on bringing honour to his name. I hope you can remember that message. But today we're going to look at Psalm 23, verse 4 and the latter part of verse 5. And it says this, we've got the yay bit going on in the King James Version. Yea, thou walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. But the NLT version, which you've got up there, Nyree, right now, it says this, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a table or feast, a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Beautiful psalm. As King David wrote these lines of scripture, he would have cast his mind back to his early days, his shepherding days, when he had to lead this flock of sheep up and down the Judean mountains in order to find water and grassy meadows. However, in his constant search for food and for water, he also had to cross through deep valleys and deep ravines. And some of these valleys in the Judean mountains, and they still are today like this, they were quite narrow. Some of the valleys were narrow, with steep mountains on either side. And such narrow valleys only had direct sunlight just for a few hours a day. And so the rest of the time, these deep, narrow valleys, they were gloomy and sometimes could be quite dark. And so these deep valleys and ravines were very dangerous places for a flock of sheep. And this is because 3,000 years ago, there were numerous predators that stalked the Judean mountains and often lurked in these dark valleys that we're talking about right now. Lions were very common at that time. Not today, but at that time they were very common, and so were the Syrian bears. Let me tell you something about the Syrian bears, and they still actually are in that region even today. In the book of 2 Kings in the Old Testament, we read actually a story of how just two of these Syrian bears attacked and mauled 42 young men. So the lions and the bears, that stalked in the Judean mountains in David's time, they were ferocious and dangerous apex predators. That's a fact. In addition, there were poisonous snakes and scorpions that needed to be avoided. But this is the thing. The sheep needed the sustenance of the grassy meadows, and the sheep needed the still waters to drink from. And so that meant they had to cross through some of those dark, dangerous valleys in order to get to those grassy meadows on the other side, to get to the still waters on the other side. Indeed, it was inevitable that the sheep would have to walk through the occasional dark valley in order to get to their sustenance and places of refreshment. Brothers and sisters here today, and those online, folks, we cannot avoid the dark valleys of life. They are a reality of life in our fallen world for everybody, for sinners and for saints. And of course, the dark valleys in Psalm 23 represent the difficult seasons of our lives. Everyone goes through difficult seasons in their life. It also represents the times of loss. It also represents times of pain and brokenness that come our way to everybody. And those dark valleys can be scary places of uncertainty, because it's hard to see when you're in a dark valley. It's hard to see where you're actually going. There are predators of insecurity, predators of fear. There's predators of even despair growling in the bushes waiting to pounce. And even though you are a Christian today, and if you're a Christian, that's a good time to say amen. Amen. Even though you're a Christian today, even though you follow Jesus, you still will go through dark valleys. If you're a follower of Jesus and you're in a dark valley today, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It's a part of life in our fallen world. Our good shepherd, Jesus Christ himself, warned us about these times when he said in John 16:33, he said, here on earth, he didn't say in heaven. There's no dark valleys in heaven, everybody. He said, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. That's what Jesus said. Now, listen carefully, everybody. Jesus said, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But nonetheless, while dark valleys are inevitable in life, fear and anxiety are not. I'll say that again. Nonetheless, while the dark valleys of life are inevitable, fear and anxiety are not. I'm speaking to Christians today. I said I'm speaking to Christians today. We Christians do dark valleys like everybody else in the world, but we do not grieve like people who have no hope. We Christians can do the dark valleys differently to everyone else. For sure, bad news comes to you. We've all had bad news. Trouble may suddenly appear. Who's had that? When you least expect it, bang. Something may break your heart. I reckon probably everybody in this room, at some time you've had a broken heart. Absolutely. But in spite of that, it does not mean, because you're a Christian, it does not mean that you have to be afraid. It does not mean that you're finished because of those things. It doesn't mean that you become broken by the predators in the dark valley. The psalmist said this. He said, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Fear is not inevitable. I'll say it again. Fear is not inevitable because the Good Shepherd is with us in the darkest valleys of our life. Jesus Christ promised this. He said, I am with you always until the end of the age. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus Christ promises you that he will be with you when you're on the mountaintop, and he will be with you when you're walking through the darkest valley. Jesus is faithfully present in all the circumstances of your life. Hallelujah. And remember that Jesus Christ himself suffered for us in the darkest of all valleys when he died on the cross. And then Jesus overcame his darkest valley and he rose from the dead. So Jesus Christ knows how to lead you through the dark valleys that you face. And Jesus Christ is with you today. Come on, everybody. Jesus Christ is with you today. The Good Shepherd is close right by your side right now. Absolutely. He's not doing a runner. He's not leaving you. You know, you might be a person where you've experienced brokenness and people who are important to you that you love, they might have left you. But let me tell you something about Jesus Christ. He's a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and he'll stay with you right through to the end of the age. He will not leave you, will not forsake you, will not run away from you. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Therefore, everybody, since Jesus is with you, speak to those fears and predators in your life that are knocking on your door and declare, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. When you're in a dark valley, I will not be afraid. When discouragement knocks on your door, I will not be afraid. When despair knocks on your door, I will not be afraid. When fear knocks on your door, I will not be afraid. Amen. I reckon we should say it together. And how about everybody at home who's listening right now, how about in your lounge rooms, wherever you are, sitting in your tracky-dackies, amen, sipping your coffee, why don't we all together say on three, I will not be afraid. You ready, everybody? Everybody at home, you ready? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. I will not be afraid. Amen. For thou art with me. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You know, in addition to a sling, the ancient Hebrew shepherd also carried a rod and he walked with a staff. See, the shepherd not only led his sheep, but the shepherd also protected and comforted his sheep. The rod. I was thinking, we've got a rod here today. It's married to Pastor Bethwyn. Amen, amen. We've got our very own rod. But the rod that the shepherd carried was actually a club. And that the shepherds used against any predator who thought about attacking his flock. You know, the interesting story in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And we read that David, who then was a shepherd boy, the author of Psalm 23, he'd volunteered to go and fight this giant called Goliath. Amen. He was a big man. He was a giant. And he was probably ugly as well. Amen. Ugly giant. By the way, the battle with Goliath took place in a valley. Just want to say that. That's the story for another day. But David explained to King Saul that he was well able, with God's help, to defeat Goliath because he had already killed lions, he had, and Syrian bears with his rod when these animals came for his sheep. The rod was a formidable and lethal weapon in the hands of a skilled shepherd. And the rod in Psalm 23, verse 4, is a symbol, listen to this, everybody, is a symbol of God Himself. God is the rod. He is the formidable and the lethal weapon that protects you. He is the Lord our banner, the God who protects us. The rod represents God Himself. The Lord, your shepherd, watches over you. You may be in a dark valley. You may be faced with scary predators that are closing in on you. But the Lord will protect you from your predators and He will bring you through to the other side. You're going to be okay. It's going to work out for you. Just keep following the good shepherd and He will protect you. God Himself will soon crush Satan under your feet and you will trample upon lions and scorpions because the rod is a symbol of God Himself protecting you. Praise God. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. So the rod was a weapon, whereas the staff was an implement of comfort to the sheep. The staff reassured the sheep while they were going through tough times. In those dark, gloomy valleys, a sheep could slide off the pathway and get stuck in a thorn bush or something like that. The shepherd then would use the curly end of his staff to pull his sheep out of trouble and back onto the pathway. Jesus Christ, our shepherd, is our constant rescuer when we slip and he rescues us when we slip and slide. And we're all guilty of slipping and sliding. Put your hand up if you're with me, yeah. Who makes dumb decisions sometimes? He's just dumb all the time. Amen. Yeah. That's why we're called sheep, you know. He pulls us out of the snares of trouble and He pulls us back onto the right pathway. To God be the glory and to the honor of His name. Amen. But the sheep also used his staff to guide his sheep. Sometimes it was really hard for the sheep to see the shepherd, particularly, you know, with a flock and they're going around these winding pathways. The sheep at the back in particular struggled to see the shepherd, because it was also gloomy and dark in the valley. And so the shepherd would tap the dirt as he's walking in these valleys. He would just tap the dirt and tap the rocks either side. Just tap, 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 tap as he walked in front of his sheep. The shepherd was making sure that the pathway for a start was safe, but he was also letting the sheep know, I'm here, tap, tap, I'm here. It's okay, tap, tap, tap. I'm here. He was letting the sheep know who he was. All the sheep had to do was to follow the tap, tap, tapping of the shepherd's staff, and they would find their way out of the valley. The staff is a symbol of comfort, and God the Holy Spirit is our comforter today. When we are in the dark valleys, the Holy Spirit comforts us through the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, the Bible. When we're in those dark valleys, the Holy Spirit comforts us through fellowshipping with other believers. Isn't it great that we're doing the service now, but who knows that the service doesn't finish when we walk out of here. It continues while we're having a cup of tea and coffee, amen. There's something about the fellowshipping of the saints together. And the Holy Spirit comforts us through worship and prayer. And through His comforting of the Holy Spirit, we can hear the gentle tap, tap, tap of our good shepherd as he guides us through the dark valleys and back out into the light. You might not right now be able to see the good shepherd in front of you. It's really dark. You can't feel him. But if you listen carefully, follow the tapping of the Holy Spirit, amen, and you're going to come through in Jesus' name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Then it says you prepare a table for me, or feast for me in the presence of my enemies. The table is a better translation. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Now, a lot of people, and maybe you do too, and that's okay. But a lot of people read the last sentence that's in yellow on the screen there. That last sentence, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. A lot of people read that and they picture in their minds, because people have taught them to picture in their minds, a huge feast on a large dining room table or a large table of some sort surrounded by chairs. And that's a wonderful image, isn't it? You prepare a table before me, and they're invited to come and eat at that special table, but their enemies are not invited. Their enemies are on the outside, missing out on the blessings of the feast. So how many people have got that image? You know, when you read that sometimes, just it's okay to put up your hand. And a lot of people preach that. And that image is okay, but that picture of a large table with food on it is not quite what the psalmist actually had in mind. It's the wrong image. Remember, it can't be the right image because sheep don't sit on chairs at tables. And sheep cannot pick up cheesecake and other food with their little sheep hoofs. Doesn't work. Psalm 23 is about a shepherd and a sheep and illustrates how God relates to us. That shepherd sheep metaphor is consistent throughout the whole psalm. The metaphor doesn't change. So what is the picture that the psalmist is trying to convey to us? And it's actually really powerful. It's simply this, is that when a shepherd finds a grassy meadow, he first needs to prepare the meadow before his sheep come in and eat the grass. That's what shepherds did in the ancient world, and not just in Israel, they actually do it all over the place. The shepherd comes into the meadow first and he checks the meadow for poisonous weeds and he pulls them out and he doesn't just throw them on the ground. What he does with the poisonous weeds, he lays them on rocks exposed to the sun so that they dry up so the sheep won't eat the poisonous weeds. He checks for hidden prickles and thorns and things that are dangerous for the sheep. He prepares a table for me. And then he decides the boundary of the meadow. You know, according to the size of his flock, and if he's got somebody helping him, he decides the boundary of the meadow that he's able to protect in order to keep the predators away so his sheep can relax and enjoy their feast of grass and whatever else it is that they eat. That protected and safe part of that grassy meadow that the shepherd has defined as a safe area, that is the table. That's the table. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. When the sheep stay within the table, they are able to relax and eat as much grass as they want in complete safety and contentment under the watchful eye of the good shepherd. Are you getting the picture today? And the sheep are completely provided for. And the predators, those enemies of the sheep, do not cross the boundary that the shepherd has set up. Otherwise, the shepherd's rod will come crashing down on them. He will destroy them so they lurk beyond the boundary. This is a wonderful picture of divine provision that David was trying to communicate to the people of God. We have a table of provision that our good shepherd has prepared for us within this fallen world. And the boundary line around our table is the blood of Jesus Christ. The predators, those enemies, even Satan himself, cannot cross the bloodline to harm you. Amen. The shed blood of Jesus Christ declares that you belong to God and Satan has no authority over you. And the feast that is found within our grassy meadow speaks of God's abundant provision. Ephesians 1:3 says this, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with the occasional spiritual..." That's an important word. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Philippians 4 verse 19 declares, "And this same God will supply some of your needs See, these words are really important. Let's let faith rise today. This is the word of God. He blesses us with every spiritual blessing, and he will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. And in John 10:10, Jesus Christ, our good shepherd himself, says, the predator's purpose, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But my purpose as a good shepherd is to give them, the sheep, a rich and satisfying life. Amen. Amen. So with the psalmist, we can declare, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Wow, wow, wow. Amen. And that table is a place of rich and abundant provision. And I say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So, from the dark valleys through to the prepared table, the Lord your God is with you. He is your protector. He is your comforter. And we will not be afraid. How blessed we are. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Come on. Let's stand. Let's just stand to our feet. Let's read Psalm 23 again. And Father, I just pray right now, Lord, as we read this psalm, Holy Spirit, you just fill us. Pray for miracles right now. We're so glad that we came today. As we read this psalm, as we're confessing and speaking the word of God, pray for a release of faith for people at home, people here in the house right now. He's with you. He's with you. He's with you. Oh, hallelujah. You are meant to be here today. He's with you. Oh, hallelujah. Let's read together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.